Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Oh, I'm so excited. Marissa is back with us on Friday, and I always love Fridays. I was asking Marissa if she had any suggestions, because I have lots of eggs for like omelets or quiches or something. So let's see what she's got to share with us today. Welcome back, Marissa.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for having me. Eggs. Having more eggs than you know what to do with is a good problem. We have quite a few friends that have chickens, and so we have eggs at our disposal. And one great thing to make with eggs, use up all the vegetables you have from your garden, is to make a quiche. You can do quiche two ways. You can do a crustless quiche, which a lot of people I know do. You can use a cast iron skillet and do the quiche right in that and then kind of flip it out and you have no crust. Or you can do a pie crust, and just a basic pie crust recipe, which is butter or shortening and flour with a little bit of salt. I like to, and a little bit of a couple tablespoons of water, ice cold water or vodka to help it stay together. Vodka helps it stay flakier.
Really?
And so when you're doing your pie crust, you want to, you can do it by hand. You can do it in the food processor. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. But it's really great if you have big smears of butter kind of in it, because then that just helps it become this beautiful pie crust once it's been baked. And so you can use your favorite pie crust recipe, roll it out, put it in a pie dish, and either use beans, lay foil down and lay some dried beans, or pie weights.
What kind of beans? Like green beans or
any
like
kind of dried
pinto beans?
Any kind of dried bean. You know, I happen to have dried black beans, so that's what I use. And I just have a jar that I use over and over again for pies, because once you bake them, you can't really use them as beans anymore. They're just weighted.
And what are you doing? You're putting them under the pie crust?
No. So you have your pie dish, and then you put the crust in it. Mm-hmm. And then you put a piece of foil over the pie crust once it's in the dish, and you pour the dried beans on top of that to act as a weight.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I never heard of that before.
And you do that. You do it only when you need to bake the pie crust by itself. And you can also, you know, places have pie weights for sale that you can use, but I've always just used dried beans. So what you want to do is bake the pie crust off for a little bit before you put the egg mixture in it. And I only bake it off for about 20 minutes just to start on it, because it's going to continue baking when you put the quiche in the oven.
Oh, okay.
And so 20 minutes at like 400 degrees. And while it's in there, you can make your quiche filling. And so two of my favorite kinds of quiche to make, I like a bacon caramelized onion and goat cheese quiche. So you crisp up bacon, sprinkle it over the bottom of the pie crust once it's out. Mm-hmm. Sprinkle caramelized onions over that as well. And then you can take however many eggs, you know, I think 8 eggs works, and heavy whipping cream or half and half, whole milk, whatever dairy products you have in. I've even used almond milk before. Little salt and pepper, whatever fresh herbs you want to use. And it would be really great to cut up some chives or spring onions in there too, now that I think about it. And then you just very gently and slowly pour the egg mixture over the bacon and the caramelized onions. And then you can take a log of goat cheese and kind of slice it up and put slices of goat cheese over the top of the quiche, or just kind of crumble it with your fingers over the top of it. And then put it in the oven to bake at 350 for 45 minutes to an hour until the middle of the quiche is firm. And then you take it out, you know, let it cool off for a few minutes, and you can just cut it, slice it right like a pie, and you have this great little breakfast or brunch. It's great to take to a party. I usually, anytime I host a baby shower or a bridal shower, I always make a quiche or two. But what a great way to use up all your leftover veggies that you don't know quite what to do with. You could take some cooked squash and put it in there. You could do onions, you could do tomatoes, eggplant, zucchini, whatever you have on hand, and just chop it up and add a little bit of cheese. And you can either add cheese to the egg and milk mixture, or you can sprinkle the cheese on top. It's really a personal preference. Yeah, those are all things you can do with eggs. One of my favorite things to do, though, is just to soft boil them.
Oh.
Yeah, which is about 6 minutes in boiling water. You know, a hard boil is probably 9, but it's just so it's a little bit yellow mm-hmm. in there. But one thing, which I don't think a lot of people know, I know it's a lot of people have chickens now and everything, but eggs make better hard-boiled eggs the older they are. So if you have a chicken that just laid eggs this morning, that's the worst egg you could possibly use to try to hard-boil. Okay. It's just... It'll taste fine. It's just really hard to peel. So you can help combat that by putting a couple drops of vinegar in the water as you boil it. Or just use older eggs, you know, keep on hand eggs, and the ones that are the oldest ones in your fridge, those are the ones to hard boil.
Okay.
One of my favorite breakfasts, it's very European. It's like, hard boiled egg, or soft-boiled egg, whatever, with just, like, some meats and cheeses and, like, a little yogurt and fresh fruit. Mm-hmm. A continental breakfast, if you will. Those are all great different ways to use eggs up.
Perfect.
Yeah. They work out pretty well. Quiche is a great sort of garbage dump of a dish because mm-hmm. anything tastes good in it. I mean... You can add leftover cooked chicken or turkey, you know, or leftover sausage, and then mushrooms or whatever vegetables you have left over from the night before.
I like quiche to take to potlucks, too, because it's easy to transport.
It's really easy to transport, especially if it's already cooked at your house. And the great thing about quiche, too, it's definitely better hot or warm, but it's not too shabby cold either.
Yep. Yep. I was going to ask you about putting, if you don't have a crust, putting it in the cast iron skillet. So you just put the whole cast iron skillet right in the oven, right?
Yeah, you can put the whole cast iron skillet in there. Okay. You betcha. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, another great... meal cooked from the garden with Marissa from the kitchen in Missoula. Tell them how to connect with you.
Thanks, Jackie. You can get a hold of us at Kitchen in Missoula, thekitcheninmissoula@gmail.com, or check out our Facebook page by the same name, and we will have our website up and running soon. As always, if you have any questions or suggestions for topics for Jackie and I, let us know. Thanks.
Thanks, Marissa. Megan Kane from the Creative Vegetable Gardener.
So I have a challenge coming up. It's going to start on Sunday, August 23rd. And it's 7-day. It's free for anybody to sign up. And it's called Make Your Garden Harvest Last All Year.
So Megan also said that she was going to donate a copy of Super Easy Food Preserving, her book, to one of the listeners for today's show. So do you want to tell them how that's going to work?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. So what we decided is that folks can go to the show notes page on your website, which is episode 70, and leave a comment on that page telling us what you're most excited to preserve this food preserving season. And then Jackie will randomly pick one of the comments, and then I'll mail you out a hard copy of the book straight to your house.
And the deadline's going to be, let's do it Sunday, just like your challenge. August 23rd.
Okay, August 23rd. So leave your comment by August 23rd, and if you're picked, you'll get a free copy of the book.
That is excellent. Okay, so I want to encourage everybody to go to Megan's website, thecreativevegetablegardener.com, right?
Yes. Yep. And if you want to sign up for the challenge, it's creativevegetablegardener.com/challenge. And then I also have on my main homepage is my regular mailing list. And if you sign up for that, you'll get 5 emails right away with the 5 mistakes to avoid in your garden right now. And then after that, you'll just get about 1 a week of my regular weekly blog post.
And then if you're interested, her super easy food preserving book is just like her website and just like Megan, it's strategic. It's written just in this really easy to read. I don't know. The graphic designer in me saw this book and was just totally in love because it's laid out so nicely. It's easy to follow the instructions, the way it's organized in alphabetical order. There's beautiful pictures. There's diagrams and worksheets you can fill in, and just you can't go wrong with this great book. And you can write an e-version, or there's the I had to have the hard copy, because even though I'm the tech girl, I like hard copies of books. I don't really like reading things on my Kindle or on my... Megan also said that she was going to donate a copy of Super Easy Food Preserving, her book, to one of the listeners for today's show. So do you want to tell them how that's going to work?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. So what we decided is that folks can go to the show notes page on your website, which is episode 70, and leave a comment on that page telling us what you're most excited to preserve this food preserving season. And then Jackie will randomly pick one of the comments, and then I'll mail you out a hard copy of the book straight to your house.
And the deadline's going to be, let's do it Sunday, just like your challenge. August
23rd. Okay, August 23rd. So leave your comment by August 23rd, and if you're picked, you'll get a free copy of the book.